This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
You're listening to the Kona Edge. I am still Brad Brown in Cape Town in South Africa. Thank you so much for listening. And today we're chatting some more nutrition. We head to Australia. We head down under to catch up with Tim Ray to find out about his nutrition needs and how he approaches things when it comes to Ironman and nutrition. That's coming up in just a moment. Just once again, we've got some pretty cool things in the pipeline here at the Kona Edge. I've been working furiously behind the scenes on a couple of things, and I can't tell you exactly what's up just yet, but there are some very cool things in the pipeline. If you'd like a heads up and sort of to get into my sort of headspace and find out what I'm thinking and what I'm planning, I've got an exclusive patron-only podcast feed that I send my thoughts and feelings out into the interwebs. And you can become part of or download that exclusive patron feeds by heading over to thekonaedge.com/support. Go check out the details there. I'd really appreciate it if you would become a patron of the Kona Edge. It helps us keep things going. And yeah, you have no idea how much I love doing this. And if I can make a little bit of money out of doing it and sort of support myself and my family by doing it, it's just absolutely amazing. And that's what we are striving to. We're getting pretty close to having the costs covered. And yeah, if you wouldn't mind just throwing a couple of cents our way, it would be much, much appreciated. So that's thekonaedge.com/support. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more or hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome on to this edition of the Kona Edge. Time to chat some nutrition now. We head back to Australia to catch up with Tim Ray. Tim, welcome back. We haven't touched on nutrition at all in our previous chats, and it's quite an important part. If you want to be competitive as an age group or as a pro, you're making the step up now. As far as your philosophy when it comes to nutrition, talk to me a little bit about the general stuff, not necessarily the racing, but how do you approach things from a nutritional point of view generally?
Yeah, thanks, Brad. Thanks for me back on. It's, I guess, nutrition, and it's something I've always been very inquisitive about as to, you know, something might be working for me, but is there something better? And, I mean, really, if you look at us, and as the distance grows in triathlon and up to Ironman, it's really the fourth discipline. I mean, you can have guys who are, you know, just out and on a tear in the race at Kona, and, you know, next minute they're just buckled over, throwing up, they don't know what's going on, the heat gets to them, the nutrition's not staying down, and it ultimately ruins races. I guess on a day-to-day basis with my training, at times it's not something I heavily focus on, but in saying that, I have definitely, I guess in racing and in training, I've sort of focused one main principle, which is I split up my hydration and my calories into two different sources. And I do this for a variety of reasons. I find when I'm training, I can just get by with, especially if you're going on longer rides and you've got time to fuel between sessions, I can get in proper food, which I much rather have than, you know, relying on gels or bars and stuff, which I don't really like. And then during my sessions and longer rides, whether it's swims, in between runs, I sort of get in just a basic hydration formula, which is usually quite low in calories and really just does its job of hydrating the body, getting the salt levels back up. And that's a strategy that I use in racing as well. And it's, I do it for the reason of, so, you know, say going to 70.3, I might have might have two bottles of fluid mixed up to what I know that I need the consistency to be, and then I kind of drink accordingly to what the weather conditions are. So I've raced in Hawaii, as I said on one of the earlier podcasts, and in a 70.3 there, you know, I've got through 3 to 4 bottles, but in the same amount of riding, the same time and distance, I've raced at Busselton earlier last year, and in a 90K ride, I got through 3/4 of one bottle. And that was varying on how hot it was. I mean, Busselton was quite cool. I think the average temperature was 8 or 9 degrees. And I simply wasn't sweating, so I didn't want to overload my body with fluid. And that's sort of something now I know I can drink according to how much I'm sweating, because if I don't need to get the extra fluid, and I don't, but I'm not losing calories. And then in a racing strategy, I simply just eat according to what I know I can. And I know that in a 70.3, whether it's in 35 degrees or 10 degrees, I know I'm getting off the bike having sort of taken in the same amount of calories, and it's going to usually set me up in the same condition and position for hopefully a good run ahead.
That's quite interesting. I mean, often I've chatted to quite a few age groupers are very set about how much they eat, how much they drink, and I find it interesting that you split the two. You need to be fluid, don't you? You've got to not necessarily have a plan B, but you've got to be able to change things on the fly.
Yeah, I mean, so in a 70.3, I'll go in, and unless it's going to be over sort of mid to high 30s, I'll drop my calorie intake slightly, maybe by 5 minutes. So at the moment, 70.3, anywhere up to that temperature, I sort of am having a gel every 20 minutes on the bike, and that's something I guess, practiced, and I know that my stomach can tolerate. So I know if I'm getting off the bike anywhere around, you know, 2 hours 5 to 2 hours 15, I'm going to have had the same amount of calories go in, whether it's whatever the conditions are. So I know I'm going to be getting off fueled to what the max I know I can be. And then, like I said, I've drunk the amount of sodium and I sort of hydrated to a point where I've let the race conditions dictate how much. I mean, everyone sort of had that feeling where you get off or you go for a run and you sort of got that extra fluid sloshing around in your guts. And it's something for me that is a massive influence, and I can't run like that. So it's been something I've had to work at, and I really now only drink when I have to, not to a point where I hold back. But like I said at Busselton earlier, 90Ks, I think I was on the bike just under 2 hours 10, and it was, I mean, I had 3/4 of a bottle. So if you put that down, it was only about 450 mils over 90Ks. And when you break that down, it's really not much going in. But obviously, as it was so cold, I wasn't sweating out and sort of losing salt. So it was something that I managed. I made sort of a conscious decision during the race to stick to it. And I was sort of quite wary at a point that I hadn't drunk nearly anything. I stick to my guns in the race, and it was something that by the time I got to the run in that race particularly, I had a great run off the bike there, and it was something that sort of reinforced that decision that you got to stick to what you know, and you shouldn't be changing sort of and experimenting with things on race day.
What's the biggest mistake you've made nutrition-wise? And what have you learned from it?
To be honest, racing, I haven't made a lot of nutrition mistakes. It was always, I've always been one to sort of practice and trial things in training. I remember early sort of going out and a couple of longer rides on Saturdays where I was doing intervals and leading into races, I'd sort of practice taking gels. I mean, it might sound stupid, but, you know, I'd go out and originally in races I was taking gels every half an hour. And I remember a couple there, you know, I'd have one a half an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours. So I'd only be having 4 gels, and then I'd sort of be going, oh, you know, I might be getting off the bike in 20 minutes or 25 minutes. And this was sort of when I'd first started. And then I was going, oh, I might hold off having that 5th gel because it might not sit right in my guts. I mean, I was getting off the bike there with 4, which at the time I now know that, you know, heavily diluted gels. I was having 4 heavily diluted gels, and now I'll be getting off the bike and I could be anywhere getting in 7 gels, which, I mean, that difference at whatever you work it out per gel and the high concentrate gel as opposed to a watered down gel, I mean, that's getting off the bike with anywhere to could be 500 to 600 calories difference and leading into a high pace half marathon. I mean, that's got to count for something. So
Brilliant stuff. Well, Tim, thank you so much for joining us here on the Kona Edge today. Much appreciated. I look forward to following your progress in Miami and beyond and seeing how you go in the pro ranks with all the 70.3s you've got planned. And we look forward to catching up again soon. Thanks for your time and for sharing your journey with us here on the Kona Edge.
No worries, Brad. Thanks for having me on. It's been great to talk and get some info out. So thank you.
There you have it, another edition of the Kona Edge done and dusted. Before I go, though, just another quick iTunes review for you. This one from, who was it? There we go, Big Nate in South Africa. Big Nate, thank you very much. And it says, awesome, awesome, awesome. Thank you so much for that review. It says, if Ironman Kona's on your goals, then this podcast is essential listening. That's a bit of a vote of confidence. Big Nate, thank you so much for that review. Don't forget, if you haven't left one, all you have to do is head over to iTunes and just search for the Kona Edge. Please, if you haven't done it yet and you've got anything out of any one of our podcasts, I'd really appreciate it. And yeah, give us some details. Let me know who you are on Twitter or on Instagram so that I can send you a bit of a shout out on social media as well and say thank you for leaving us a review. So that's pretty much it for today. We're back again with another edition of the Kona Edge next time from myself, Brad Brown. It's cheers.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Nutrition is key to putting world-class performances. Register now for our upcoming free online nutrition seminar on thekonaedge.com/nutritionseminar.